Hi, everybody. Welcome to the One Small Change. I am so thrilled that you're here today. I'm your host, Yvonne McCoy, and I have got one of my favorite people in the world here today with me, Andrea Stenberg. And we are going to share some wonderful experiences that she's had that will help you grow your business and also in your personal life. So, she is a Canadian. And I laugh about that because I say that to her all the time, that she needs to be pushier, but her advice has helped me so much, and I know that it's going to help you too. So Andrea, welcome to the One Small Change, and thank you for being courageous enough to come on my podcast.
Thanks, Yvonne. I don't know why I need to be courageous to be on a podcast
Because I could ruin your reputation.
with you. Not possible. You're too kind and talented to ruin anyone's reputation.
Well, I can work on that. All right. So that you guys, just so you guys know, Andrea and I have known each other for a really long time, and we work a lot in business, and so we've got our own little jokes along the way. So we'll try to keep it for consumption to the regular audience. Andrea, tell everybody what you do so well.
Well, I am a video marketing coach. I help online entrepreneurs figure out how to get on camera in such a way that they attract their ideal clients. And so, even if you don't know what to say, if you hate the technology or you don't like how you look on camera, I can help you create client attracting videos.
And that is probably the first hurdle that entrepreneurs have is attracting, getting in front of enough people and having them see you, so they can know, like, and trust you. So, in this journey, what would you say would be the one small change that you want to share with everybody?
Well, I've been in business for a while, certainly even before there was online video. But when social media and online video came around, I can remember looking at some of the like really big rock stars in the industry and thinking, oh, I was so envious of them because they were so much more interesting than me. And so they could have this big, bolder, larger than life personal brand that would attract people. And I was kind of really struggling with it. But also at the same time, I was trying to be very professional and serious because I'm a business owner. And the one small change was when I finally stopped trying to be somebody that I'm not and just kind of letting my hair down figuratively and literally and just being myself. And if I'm, a little bit goofy, that's what I am. And if I, crack some jokes, that's who I am. Wearing kind of bold, bright colors and just being myself. And it really changed. First of all, it made marketing more fun, but it also made me more the more interesting person that I wanted to be. And it also then it started attracting the right people because people could see who I am, and people who want to work with somebody like me could see that I actually was somebody like me. And that was kind of the one small change, but it's really changed everything.
Well, I think, I absolutely agree with you because one of the things I teach is what is your uniqueness? What is it about you that makes it different? I use the analogy all the time. If I gave everybody the same recipe and the same ingredients, it would still come out tasting, each of them would still come out being a little bit different. But I don't know if you remember the piece of advice that you gave me years ago. Which was, because I was not doing social media posting, I was not making videos and stuff. And you said to me, what is the one thing that you have done consistently? Because consistency is so important. So talk about consistency and being yourself.
Well, I mean, it's consistency is sort of like the reason why you don't go to one networking meeting and go, oh, there, check, I am done networking. Or you don't run one ad and go, there, I've done my advertising. Or you don't, go to the gym once and say, there, I'm done exercising. It's like there are activities that you need to do over and over again because they're never done. But, you know, and so when it comes to like social media and video content, you know, it's when people see your videos, it has to be the right video to the right person at the right time. And you can control the right content. You can control the right people a little bit by who you target for your videos, but you have absolutely no control over when somebody is in that moment where they're ready to make a change and ready to buy. And so that's why you need to be consistent. You need to be showing up so that you are there when somebody's ready to buy and that you're top of mind when somebody is ready to make that change in their life that you help them make. You need to be there to remind them, hey, this is what I do. I can help you, and be with them when they're ready to, you know, pull the trigger and make that change.
Well, you know, one of the analogies that I gave somebody who said I was very linear in my thinking was, how much easier is it for a client to find you if they know that you're going to be in a certain place and have a certain thing, you know, every Tuesday or whatever, as opposed to today, I think I'm going to be here. Tomorrow, I'm going to be someplace else. I mean, in order for you to catch their attention, they're going to have to wake up with the exact mindset, the exact need, the exact, that you've got, and who knows what that's going to be if you don't have consistency. And I think that's, probably as entrepreneurs, we have, the squirrel syndrome, squirrel, so we want to try something new and different all the time. And yet, even though it may feel good and creative for us, it creates a challenge for, our clients. Can you talk a little bit about, I think, part of the consistency is people feel like, how many times can I say the same thing?
Well, you know, what I like to say about that is I actually own three different versions of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. There's one is Think and Grow Rich for women, there's the original text, and then there's another one where somebody has used most of Napoleon Hill's original text but changed the examples to modern examples. And I have read all three of those books. And I reread one of them every year or so because I get something new out of it every time because I've learned new things or I'm in a different place. So, you know, you may feel like you're being overly repetitive by talking about, you know, making videos, making posts, writing newsletter articles, writing blog posts about the same topic, but your audience doesn't know the material as well as you do. And it takes, you know, what the rule of seven says that people need to hear a message seven times before they remember it. And now it's gotten even higher. You know, it's the what's
12. It's
the
like,
4-7-11 rule is where people need 7 hours of interaction with you on 11 different occasions at four different places in order for people to be ready to buy. So by four different places, that could be once on Facebook, once on YouTube, once in your email newsletter, and once on a Zoom call. You know, so you need to have that same message over and over, because if one day you're talking about weight loss and another day you're talking about teaching your kids calculus and another day you're talking about accounting, your audience is going to look at you, what did they do? But if you're talking about the same thing over and over, people can start being clear about what it is you do, and then also start understanding and remembering it. And that's, you know, we all have books that we love that we read over and over, or the favorite movie or something. And it's because you get something new out of it every time, even though it's familiar material.
And the other thing is, I th think, you're talking about you look at stuff, read something, and get something different. I will take a post that I did 2 years ago to repurpose it and look at it and go, oh my God, the message is still the same, but I don't talk this way anymore, or I don't, the example doesn't make any sense. So it's kind of like the philosophy and the strategies stay the same, are consistent, right? But the tactics or the examples and that kind of stuff are going to evolve as you're going along. And so that's the thing that keeps it fresh. But at the same time, you're still, you know, the repetition. What do they say when you give a talk? It's like you tell them what you're going to tell them. You tell them what you're telling them. Then you remind them what you told them, you know?
Exactly.
Because we are inundated. We're in an, you know, information society. We have so much information thrown at us. We have to tell them what we're going to tell them. You know, we have to go through that cycle several times before they actually, you know, get with us. So tell me about the difference of, you know, because the whole thing is about not only attracting people, but getting them, you know, I say like and love and trust you. Where does video come into that? I mean,
There's a bunch of places. First of all, if you're getting on camera, people can see your face. They can virtually look you in the eye. They can get a taste of your personality. They can see that you're a real person. You're not some scammer in some shady part of the internet, but you're a real person. So, you know, that's part of it. The other thing is, you know, if you're trying to differentiate yourself from everybody else who is doing what you do by getting on camera, I mean, right away, you've branded yourself. Unless you have an evil twin who's trying to destroy your reputation, just being on camera, you know, people know you're how you're different from somebody else. The other thing is, for most of us, you know, we all know how to speak to people. And so speaking is such a, and being on camera is a faster way to really show off your expertise and show how your enthusiasm for your topic, how much you care about your clients. And yes, you can do that in writing, but most of us are not as talented a copywriter as we are at speaking. And so video can really is kind of a shortcut for building that know, like, love, and trust. And if you're doing it consistently and with a strategy behind it, when you finally get on, say, a one-on-one Zoom call with somebody, a sales call, they already feel like they know you. Like, they don't feel like this is the first time they've spoken to you, even though it may well be. But because they've seen you and heard your voice and heard your message, by the time you get on a call with them, they're already comfortable with you. They already kind of have made that decision that they're going to make the next step. And now it's just figuring out the details.
Well, that is so true. And I mean, it's like you're talking to a real person, right? So talk a little bit more about how to be unique in your videos or how to bring your own uniqueness out. I mean, one of the things that I talk to people about is their profit uniqueness. And typically the thing that we are good at, we've been told to kind of damp down a little bit, like, don't be so much like that, you know? So talk about how you could actually bring that out in a video, you know, the kinds of things that are going to make people go, oh, you know, that's her, or, oh, I want to work with her, kind of thing.
Well, I mean, partially some of it is the content and being able to talk about the things that your customers really care about. And, you know, a simple way to do that is look at what are the common questions you get. And if you do a video about each of those and answer those videos, that really kind of helps move the process along. Because if you're answering a question before somebody's even asked it, they start thinking, oh, Yvonne really knows me. She knows what I'm thinking. She's the person for me. And, you know, so that absolutely really helps that. The other thing is it does take a bit of practice, you know, because let's face it, speaking to a camera is not a natural activity. And so when you're first learning how to do it, it feels so artificial and so unnatural. Now, one of the advantages of the pandemic is everybody's gotten used to Zoom. And so when you're on camera with another person, it doesn't feel as weird as if you're just speaking to the camera yourself. But, and that's why I always recommend people who want to get started with video is start with live video, because it forces you to be a little bit more natural. Because if you make a mistake, you can't go cut and then start over and redo it. It's like the same if you were in a networking meeting at a chamber event and you went up and spoke to somebody and then you made a mistake or stumbled over a word, you wouldn't run out of the room and then come back in and start over and pretend that you hadn't done that. Right? You would just correct yourself and keep going. And that's the same with live videos. You just kind of have to do it and keep going. The other thing I love about live video, so when I do a recorded video that I'm going to edit and, maybe upload to YouTube or something, I have to really fight the tendency to put on fake Andrea broadcaster voice, which is really phony and fake, and I start speaking in a completely unnatural way. But live video, because I have to, there's a lot of moving parts. I have to remember to look at the camera. I have to try to remember what I was going to say. I'm looking to see if, who has joined the live stream. It forces me to speak in my natural voice. And I think people really, there's so much fakery in the world right now. People really appreciate when something is real. And so if you can be your authentic self, like just be how you would be if you were in person, people will resonate with that.
I think the other part to that is, like you said, if you are so, it's so scripted, right? It doesn't bring across the real you. And I know that was the thing that I absolutely, when I was going into the social media and in the videos, it's like, I don't want to do videos of my food. I mean, I would see people that posted, I made this, this is my food, this is the thing that I bought or whatever. I'm like, I don't want to be that kind of person. I don't want to put that on. But at the same token, what I was thinking, I have to give this great, I have to be the expert and I have to give this content and here are the 3 points to do this. And one of the things that I learned from Andrea is that you can share things about your life, that can make it fun for you to post without having to go in. You kind of have to decide for yourself what those things are. I mean, so, I talk about my dog from time to time and tie it into business things. Or I did a post recently. We had an unexpected, well, all earthquakes are unexpected, I guess. We had an earthquake, the eclipse, right? And then I was doing a webinar, and so the what I put into it was earthquake, eclipse, my workshop. Oh my, let's shake things up, And so you can use your sense of humor. You can, we were actually on a video where the first person that was talking had to stop because of a dog. The second person, which was me, had to stop because of a dog. The third person said, "These are words I never thought I'd have to say, but I have to open the door. Somebody just came, I don't have a dog, but somebody just came to my house with a puppy, and I have to put him out of the room." And so I think that people can relate to that. I mean, it's, what you're talking about. So, can you tell me other things that people can do that can help them increase their uniqueness and kind of make people stick in their mind?
Well, one of the things is, as we said, is try to have a some themes of things that you like to talk about, and some of them are specifically about your business, but as you said, incorporating some of your personal life into it. So, for example, you probably know this, but I'm a huge baseball fan. And so periodically, I will do videos with, I call them to myself, baseball is a metaphor for business. So I will tell a story about something to do with baseball and then turn it into a business and a marketing story. Or, and it doesn't even have to be baseball. I tell stories about, tell a story about something that happened in your life and then use it as a metaphor for something that you teach your students. So, when it's your life and your stories, nobody else has the same experience as you, but people love to hear a story. And then if you can turn it into something that teaches people something, they're more likely to remember it than if you just go, and get facts and figures and a death by PowerPoint and all this really teachy stuff. But if you can be conversational and tell a story while you're imparting valuable information, that's going to make you more memorable. And the stories are the things that people will remember about you.
So one of the things that I want you to make sure that you address is that, you know, we're talking about being more you. And so when you start to do something, you're going to make mistakes. And I think that's one of the things that people are afraid of. And I will confess that my first podcast episode, I didn't realize the timer was going to be on the screen. The one that I used was my Zoom. And so I'm glad that happened on the first one, because I would hate it to happen on the 100th one when everybody would say, she should be really good by now. She shouldn't be doing that. So talk about how, you know, making your mistakes early is a good thing, and, you know, get them out of the way.
Well, I mean, particularly, you know, as I said, I teach people to start with live videos. And one of the really nice things about live videos is your first ones, if you haven't been going live, people aren't used to you going live. So you are not going to get hundreds and hundreds of people watching your live video. You know, you might, if you haven't promoted it ahead of time, you might not get anybody join you live, which is kind of nice when you're learning, because it's less stressful. It's sort of like practicing a presentation in front of your dog instead of starting off in a room of 500 people. So as you get better and more experienced, your audience is going to be growing with you. So the early ones aren't going to have a big audience. The other thing is, you absolutely can, if it's truly terrible, you can delete it when you're done. It doesn't have to stay there forever if you don't want to, but, you know, it's part of the process. And I got to tell you, I did a TikTok video a while ago, and just as I started to record, I sneezed. And what I did is I just uploaded the sneeze, nothing else, and it got more engagement than everything else, because it's a natural, like, everybody has done something like that. And it's just kind of like, yeah, it's part of life. Like, it makes you more relatable. And I think, like, back when I was trying to be perfect and professional, what I hadn't realized was, if somebody's a beginner and they're trying to learn, the person who's at the top feels like they're so far advanced that they could never achieve that. But if you're just a little bit ahead of somebody else and you're not perfect, and sometimes you make a mistake, people can see, oh, maybe I could do that. And that's, you know, that's what I always hope, is that people can see, if Andrea can do this, I can do it.
Well, just real fast before we run out of time, I want to make sure that everybody knows that there's a link in the notes, that a gift that you're giving everybody. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's the 7 essential videos for explosive growth. And I created it because the number one question I get from people is, what do I say in my videos? I don't know what to talk about. And so these are 7 videos that you should make. And, you know, if you think, if you make one video a week, that's the next 2 months of your content planned out. And these videos are for each of the different phases of a client journey. So there's some videos for people who don't even know you yet. You're trying to just get their attention. Then there's some videos for building your authority, building your trust with your new audience. And then there's a couple of what I call show me the money videos, where you actually get a chance to talk about your business and how people can take the next step with you. Because surprisingly, for a lot of coaches, consultants, course creators, that's the one thing they never do with their online marketing, is they're so busy teaching and sharing that they forget to say, hey, I'm a business, you can buy from me. So you've got some of each of those types of videos in that free report, and that'll get you started.
Well, I think that is a huge one small change for a lot of us, is making the offer. It's one thing to give content, but you have to make the offer. So, if you had some practical thing that everybody should do going forward, what would it be?
Well, my biggest regret is that I didn't start making videos sooner. And so I said, the sooner you start, the sooner you can start getting better. So pick up your cell phone and start speaking to the camera today, because the sooner you get going on that, the sooner you will become you know, the proficient in the way that you want to be.
And I think comfortable, just, you know, people see that your uniqueness is that you're comfortable in your own skin. I'm sorry, I didn't mean
no,
to.
No, but that's great. And that's absolutely true. And that only comes with practice. Like anything that you do that's new, you're going to struggle with, and then you're going to get better over time as you do it.
So just so that we kind of end on a fun note, I've got a fun question for you. Because I know that it made me go, huh? And so that question is, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
That is such a hard question, because I think we're so used to just doing things in routine. But I could say that I just finished teaching a course. And what was really kind of new for me is I had people from everywhere in this class. There was somebody from New Zealand who was getting up at 3 a.m. to attend live. There was somebody from Portugal. There was somebody from the UK. There was somebody from the US. I had kind of all corners of the world represented in this class. And it was really fun and exciting to, you know, see people from different parts of the world, but also see how, you know, we're all from different places, but we're all kind of, you know, going on the same journey. And that was really a lot of fun.
It is amazing. And I had the same experience when I did the summit, that they were, you know, I got an email like at 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, why are they emailing me at 2:30? And then I realized that they were in a totally different time zone and had to say to people, we're across, you know, more than 6 time zones. Be patient, you know, what's morning for you or whatever. And it gives you a totally different perspective about, you know, about how we are different in a lot of ways, but how we are still the same, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to click on the link, and I want you to get Andrea's freebie. Say it again, the 7
essential videos for explosive growth.
And who doesn't want explosive growth, right? And I want you to be sure that you subscribe and that you share and that you check this out on social media. And one of the things that I want you to know is there are more exciting guests coming. And you will find that this little piece of information, the one small change that they, you know, that they share with you, will have an amazing way of making you change the way that you think and help you on your entrepreneurial journey, which is, you know, I say that entrepreneurship is not, you know, for the faint of heart. So why not get some information to help you along the way? And I think one of the things that we're hearing kind of as a repetitive thing is that these small changes are making all of us be more of ourselves, which is really where we want to be. So I hope that you will join me for the One Small Change again. I hope you will get the good information that's in the chat. But before that, Andrea, do you have any last words to leave the listeners with?
Just, you know, get started and have fun with it. I mean, being in business is hard. And if you can't have fun along the way, what's the point?
Exactly. So I think the thing that I would say to you is, change is, first of all, it's constant. It happens all the time. And it can be simple, but it's not always easy. It requires a certain amount of courage, resilience, and willingness to step out of your comfort zone, which means that it's not going to always, you know, feel the best. But without change, you're not going to evolve and really step into your uniqueness. So I hope you will join me in the next episode of the One Small Change as we all take this entrepreneurial journey and do it with bold vision and innovative possibilities. So I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay curious, Andrea. Thank you. Any goodbyes?
Thank you, Yvonne. And everybody, subscribe to this podcast.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing your time with us. And be sure you pick up her freebie. She will get you started. Bye, everybody.
Bye.